Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in, 3:39 at WGNS AM-FM, and time to talk with Terry Page of the Better Business Bureau, and even Terry and Beth at the BBB office are not immune to a hailstorm, are you?
We were not immune. Absolutely not.
That's what everybody has been talking about today.
Oh, I know. I'm almost hoarse from the calls that I've gotten over homes that were hit with the hail.
So what is the most common question that you're getting?
Well, I've had consumers call me about, I guess the streets are packed with roofers and home improvements and business cards. And I had one lady call me about 11 this morning. She'd already had six different companies on her front door. So
These are what we typically hear called storm chasers?
That's exactly right. I had one of our accredited businesses call me and give me a heads up that there's two companies that have come to town, and they are professional storm chasers, and they are not accredited. I did check them out. They're not accredited. So everyone needs to be very, very careful. When you sign that contract, a lot of times it allows not only your insurance check that the insurance pays to you, but it also invokes another person, the home improvement, the roofer, their name's on that check too. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty much locked in. Be careful with the contracts you sign. Call, check them out.
That's all very important information to pass along. Check them out. That's the big thing. Your roof will be okay. I know that there are some homes that had some hail damage to vinyl siding, so there may be right. Some of that going on as well. Lots of dings and dents on cars and windshields. So I know we've kind of talked about roofing right now, but anybody who has any type of hail damage to their vehicle or their home could be a target for these storm chasers.
Right. Well, that's why the roofers come in. If you have X amount of hail dings in the roof in so many square feet, that's a new roof immediately. So that's what, and the roof is the easiest thing to get in and get done. So.
And, you know, for those who have vehicles and damage there, I mean, you know, I hear these stories about these places who will change out a windshield, you know, if it's been cracked or something of that nature, and they don't do the job correctly, and the windshield whistles and things of that nature, it's
and
just
leaks.
Not put in and leaks.
Yeah.
So you have to be really careful who you use
you
in that regard, too.
And you can check all of those folks out also on the website. You can give me a call at the office.
Now, that's gobbb.org.
Yes, sir.
Where you can find that. Also, I would assume that for those who maybe don't have a computer at their fingertips, how can they get the information? I know you have a directory, too.
We do have a directory. It's brand new. It came out in September. It's our Better Business Bureau Accredited Businesses 2011 directory. And that, it's like a small telephone book. It is for Middle Tennessee and Southern Kentucky residents. I have these at the office. You can call me. I can get one to you. One can be sent to you. You can pick one up at 530 Uptown Square. There's nothing in it but accredited businesses with the Better Business Bureau.
Was going to ask you about that because, you know, a directory is, you really can't get as much information as you can maybe online and grade and all that kind of thing, but you can rest assured that the businesses that are in this directory are accredited?
They are all accredited and in good standing.
Well, that is a very good resource. Where can you pick those up, those directories?
At the office. You can call my office at 867-0032. I have them there. I can mail them out. You can pick them up. And we are at 530 Uptown Square, so you can drop by, pick one up. I do have plenty.
Now, 530 Uptown Square, Don't get confused. It's not around the downtown Murfreesboro Square.
No, it's
Uptown
not.
Square is out by the Murfreesboro Airport.
It is. It's the office complex out there. You turn right next to Sonic.
So you had quite the hailstorm out there, huh?
We really did. Beth's car was damaged. Mine was damaged. I think there just about everybody in the office complex. One gentleman had the hail hit the back of his window so hard, it broke it and threw it all the way to the front seat.
Wow.
In his SUV. So another one, there was a couple of sunroofs that were knocked out. So it was pretty good size hail.
Now, I had someone who, when we were doing the severe weather coverage on the air yesterday, called in on Northfield Boulevard, so that's very near where mm-hmm. you are, and said the hailstones were so big it actually cracked her windshield as she was driving down the road.
Wow.
So must have been pretty large hail there.
It was large hail. It was pretty scary. It really was.
It sounded like... You know, and it almost sounded like gunshots, rapid fire.
It did. It really did.
I don't know that I've seen that much hail fall at once here.
Me either. I mean, I haven't. I've been here 12 years. I don't think I've seen that much, much less that large.
Yeah, really. So very scary. And folks are awfully anxious to get things back to normal quickly. You know.
Of course they are. And everyone's in a hurry.
You know, this is not like the tornado that came through in terms of the widespread damage and total loss of homes. So, but everybody wants to get everything back in order and back to normal. But that's when mistakes happen, and that's when... that's why these storm chasers come in, because
that's exactly right. Because people are at their most vulnerable state.
Yeah,
you know, they do want things to get back in order. Kids are in school. You've got holidays coming up. Everyone wants the house in order. But take your time. Be very, very careful with your decision. Be sure you check the company out. See if they have complaints, how those complaints are handled. If they give good customer service. Because that's what you want. You don't want to give them a check and call them in 2 weeks and say, "Where's my roof?" and get a disconnect notice.
Mm-hmm. Most certainly. Terry Page is the branch manager with the Middle Tennessee Better Business Bureau, Central Tennessee, if you will. And you have got an event coming up this weekend, and I think the weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous for the shred event.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that, because it would have been mighty cool if it was like today.
Last year was really cold, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, and rained. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This past April, it really rained. Kathleen, everybody just was just soaked. It was unbelievable.
But the Secure Your Identity Day is coming up this Saturday, and... gosh, this is a chance to make sure that you don't leave precious information out there and your identity stolen because you didn't discard your bank statements the correct way.
That's exactly right. We'll be at Lowe's parking lot on Old Fort Parkway from 9 until 12. Thomas Bruff, that owns Max Shred, will have his shred truck there. All of the paper that is collected and shredded is recycled, so that's a good thing, too. And we do welcome everyone, businesses, individuals, bring it out. Let's get it shredded. Let's knock down on identity theft, because, like you said, that's where it comes from, is dumpster diving and trash and things laid around, passwords. So you have to guard all of those. And there's been more than 18 million Americans that have been a victim of identity theft. And in 2010, there was 8.1 million. And that 8.1 million consumers, amount of damage that was done was $37 billion.
Wow. And
that's mind-boggling.
That's all over America, but that's where we are too. I mean, don't have specific numbers for Rutherford County, but everybody knows someone who has gone through some type of identity theft.
Exactly.
I mean, it is that large. So we're talking, Terry, credit card statements, tax returns, all kinds of things, right?
All kinds of things. And actually, if you wanted to call the office again, I have a records retention schedule, and that gives you the dates and the amount of time actually that the Internal Revenue Service suggests for specific records, accident reports, stock and bond records, cancel checks, bills of sale, all of those things. So I can send those out. You can pick those up also. But it's a great list, and it straight from the IRS. So can't be wrong with that.
Now, one thing that you mentioned a second ago, and I think it deserves to have some reiteration here, as you said, individuals and businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
And businesses oftentimes, you know, they have information, but a lot of these shred events are just open to individuals. And so the business community should know that this is available for them.
It is available to them. All you have to do is drive up. If everything's boxed, we even help unload. So we can get that done. We had a couple of businesses come last year and brought 10 and 11 years worth of old papers, which is great because they store so much. If you purchase with debit or credit card, checks, almost every business makes copies of checks. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, and not only that, they're helping to protect their customers.
Exactly.
You know, if I'm a customer of XYZ business and they haphazardly leave that information around for someone to get their hands on, then they put me in danger. But, you know, with an event like this, and businesses are really good about shredding information and all, but this is an opportunity for them to take advantage of a free shred event.
Exactly.
If
exactly.
It's free, it's for me.
Free works, doesn't it? Oh, you can't get much better than that.
Well, and that only happens because of Max Shred, doesn't it?
Yes. Thomas does a fabulous job for us. And he'll be there. Kids can watch the shred going on with a little camera. They all love that. I will have some resource books there if you want to drop by and pick one up. And you can bring everything. Just no metal, like three-ring binders. Take everything out. We can take staples and clips, but none of the metal clips. So regular paper clips, all right. Just make sure that everything that you put in that box you want to get rid of, because
it's gone.
We've ran into a lot of things that people didn't realize that packed in those boxes.
It's too late once it's the mulch inside.
That's exactly right. There's no getting it back.
Now, you did mention the staples are okay and things of that nature. So I know that, for instance, you know, I get new insurance information every year, you know, and it's a big, thick stack and it's stapled. So that staple's going to be okay.
That's just fine. Not a problem.
Awesome. Well, that's going to cut down. I think I've shared over the past several times that we've talked about this, at my box that I have of all of the statements and things of that nature that I put everything in. So I kind of have different areas where I know I've got information that I want to shred. So
exactly.
It's easier to do that than frantically going through and saying, can I keep this? Can I not? Just kind of prepare for it all along, because you do this, what, twice a year?
We do it twice a year in April, usually just after tax day, and again in October. So, and our hours will be there from 9 until 12, and we welcome everyone to come out. This is part of a national Protect Your Identity Day that all the Better Business Bureaus do.
Awesome. That's Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau joining us here today. Terry, one other thing, and we've touched on this a time or two, but it's the Better Business Bureau is celebrating a big year. Isn't it?
We are. We are celebrating our 50th anniversary, and that is November 1st. We'll be celebrating at the Renaissance, downtown Nashville. If any of our businesses or individuals would like to come down, be a part of it, it should be a great night. Dinner, you can get in touch with me for ticket information. I'd be happy to help you with that. It should be a great time. All of our charter members will be there. And we're giving away our Student of Integrity Award and scholarship. So it should be good stuff going on November 1st.
Now, where this is in Nashville, right?
It's in Nashville, Renaissance Hotel.
The kind of give us an idea. You're the branch manager for Central Tennessee, which is Rutherford County and some of the surrounding areas.
Right.
There are others that are within the BBB Tennessee, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're all a part of Middle Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a Williamson County branch. We have a branch in Columbia, a Kentucky branch that is in Clarksville, and they service Southern Kentucky also. Elaine Cumbie is in Cookeville. She services that area. And yours truly is Murfreesboro and surroundings. So,
do you have a larger geographical area than the others? Well, I guess maybe
I have
the
Bedford, Cannon, Coffee, Rutherford, and Warren.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a large area.
Yeah, it is. Kentucky may be kind
that's
of on the same.
That's Clarksville, and I think it's two or three counties in Southern Kentucky.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, they keep you hopping, don't they?
They keep us hopping.
Well, that's all great. Now, can anyone go to this 50th
anyone
anniversary?
Can go. You'll just need a ticket. You can call me at the office. I'd be happy to furnish you that information. Any businesses that are interested in becoming an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau, you can call me. I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Terry, we always like to end our segment by saying, if you heard anything today that sticks out in your mind, if you've had some hail damage that you just don't know where to go and who to trust in this, the website giving you a call and all of that, maybe today even more so is more vital for people to know how to get in touch with the Better Business Bureau, because that's really ultimately why you're here is to help consumers. So
that's
why don't you
exactly right.
pass along that information to us?
My office number is 867-0032. You can go on our website to gobbb.org. And a really quick way, I'll tell you real quick, if you do have roof or siding problems, go on gobbb.org, click on e-quote, and you'll get via email or a phone call. You can have your situation quoted for repair.
How about that?
Love it.
E-quote is really, really neat. If you haven't had the opportunity to use that, do that. Because they'll call. If you say email, they'll email. Whatever way you want them to contact you. And you know that you're dealing with accredited businesses that have been established here. It's not fly by night run
that's
in and
right.
out of the community. So
that's exactly right.
They're going to be here if you have any problem or what. They're going to be here. They're not going to be in some other state chasing
they're
a storm.
They're going to be here locally, and they're going to take care of you.
Terry, we had a good time today. Let's do it again in a couple of weeks.
Let's do it, Brian.
All right. Terry Page with the BBB joining us here. The Better Business Bureau, gobbb.org, is where you can find out more information online. We're going to be back to wrap things up here in a second.